Labor Day means.
Day to celebrate all our work that we've done to provide for ourselves.
Enjoy your weekend.
Family, food, friends, and fun.
Because everyone deserves a break.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show. Joining us now, special guest Mildred Russell. You know that name because she was recently appointed a District 2 seat on the Alachua County School Board. Good morning, Mildred. How are you?
I am well. Good morning, Bob.
I just thought it was interesting when it was first announced that you had a title before your name. It wasn't doctor. It was Evangelical Christian, Mildred Russell. Wow. Right. What did you think of that?
Well, I was a little surprised that that was out there in the forefront. But hey, that's the work I've been doing, so I'm certainly not ashamed of it.
Right. And then I found out you were so radical. You worked for Republicans' campaigns. Actually, I knew that you did, that you worked for several campaigning Republicans. And wow, that's they are just kind of setting you up in Alachua County with the land of liberals here, aren't they?
Right. Yes, but that's okay. I'm up for the challenge.
So why do you think that you were chosen for that seat by the governor?
Well, I'm not entirely sure of a particular reason. I applied and was chosen, and they liked my application and the interview that I had as far as my goals and vision for Alachua County Public Schools, as well as my past experience. So I guess they were happy with that.
Well, you're a longtime resident, and I know you're a world traveler, and you have, programs that reach out to people and teach them about Jesus Christ. And so I imagine you have, worked with a lot of different cultures and things like that. So maybe that all was part of what Governor DeSantis thought you brought to the table.
Probably so, yes. It did give me, open my eyes to see basically pretty much anywhere in the world we're all the same, but culture makes us the same inside but different on the outside, and that has been a wonderful experience. The cultures, sometimes the food and other things, but it's been wonderful to meet people from all over the world, and just it's very interesting to see how culture does shape people. But basically, on the inside, we're all the same.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we want food, shelter, clothing, and we want to be able to protect and take care of our families, I think, in most cases, right? Well, which leads me to this. What do you think the biggest challenge or challenges that you face, with your work on the school board?
Well, since I'm new and I'm doing my homework and reading a lot of things, it's hard to say right now, but one thing that I have noticed, thanks to the research of some other people, is the disparity or the gap between learning for students in our different schools, the ones that are considered the best schools and the ones that are considered not as good as the best. There's a learning gap in just about every school, and I really would like to see that gap being closed. And I think probably the biggest issue there is that children learn to read early. If they can't read, they can't really get a good education. Everything hinges on being able to read. So I would really like to see more tutoring programs, and not programs that focus on kids having fun, but focus on the quality of the learning experience. And often it does take outside tutoring to help children. So I would like to see that improve. And I'm pretty sure all the school board members would be in agreement with that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with that. Reading is so incredibly important for the rest of all of your learning opportunities, for the rest of your life, really. So I agree wholeheartedly. There needs to be a huge focus on that. And that kind of brings me to the issue of family and cultures. And, you know, you've seen other cultures, and some cultures put a real premium on their children being prepared for school. And the idea of education itself is so important, you know, in so many places in the world, and America's falling behind in that. So how do you overcome that? Where some families, or the family is not really a family unit per se, a lot of single parents, you know, how do you convince them that spending time and teaching your kids to read is well worth it?
Well, one thing we can do is offer them help. And my idea, which it's just an idea at this point, but if every church and every service organization in our community would adopt a school and make it their mission to work with, especially the youngest, the kindergarten and first grade students, work with them to tutor them and to teach them to read. And thankfully, they have realized that phonics is really the best way to teach children to read, and work with them until they can read. I think that would be a huge thing, because there are enough churches and other organizations in our community to do that. There are a lot of churches here. So
yeah,
if every church would adopt, you know, and the more the merrier, the more people helping, the quicker the children can learn, and we can cover everybody, all children, so that, to quote a president, no child is left behind. I mean, that really means something, no child left behind. And if they can't read, they will get left behind, not of their own choosing, but because they don't have the proper tools.
Oh, I can see the headlines now. Boy, the Gainesville Sun is going to get you.
Yeah.
The evangelical Christian talking about bringing in the churches to help the kids learn to read.
Somebody needs to do it, right? If it's not churches, it can be anybody. I mentioned churches because they probably have more resources and to draw from in terms of warm bodies.
Well, yes, and the bodies that attend tend to be those that are willing to volunteer and are willing to serve the community, as most of us are taught. So I like it. No, I think you're onto something, and you're just, you're looking for a remedy. You're looking for a solution, and I think that's a great one. And we really appreciate your time this morning. Mildred Russell, District 2 seat on the Alachua County School Board, is appointed by Governor DeSantis. And if there anything that you want to close with, what you want to let the listeners know, what you've got planned or what you're going to do with the current school year?
Well, I'm going to continue to learn and use my voice in whatever way I can and whatever way I feel is appropriate to make suggestions, as well as, you know, bring in some perhaps new ideas, or just to give some life to some ideas that are out there that I doubt that I'm going to think of anything that hasn't been thought of before. But we can give life to some ideas that haven't really gone anywhere. And so I would appreciate the support of the community, and especially my fellow citizens in District 2. And if anybody has any questions or suggestions, I do have a school board email address, which is mcrussell@gm.sbac.edu.
All right, Mildred Russell, thank you very much. We wish you success, and also have a great weekend as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.